What is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammack, the diagnosed self-aware narcissist known as mental illness, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. This is the first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also help validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder and, you know, toxic traits and things like that. I talk about toxic relationships and toxic people, y'all, not just narcissistic people and things like that. Today's episode is going to be about, why does the narcissist treat other people better than they treat you? Why does the narcissist treat the closest people to them the worst? The people, and I, y'all hear me say this in a lot of videos, y'all. And yes, y'all, my office is hot today. I do have my tank top on. And look, this is the brand I was telling y'all about. It's here. It's coming. It'll be available. My wife is making the final touches now, but I love me. I am brand is here. I'm free. Stages of your healing journey. You know what I mean? You see it now. This is the logo. This is our logo. Our heart, me. Ah, y'all, it's going to be fire. Thank y'all so much. But yeah, why does the narcissist, I've said this in a lot of videos, though. The closest people to the narcissist are going to get treated the worst. That's it right there. I feel like you have to understand that. Just from the basic understanding of narcissists and toxic people will let you know that the closest people to that narcissistic person are going to get the worst forms of treatment from that narcissist. They're going to get the worst form of treatment from that toxic person and things like that. They just absolutely are. So if you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, just understand that this is part of it right here, y'all. Like the people you're closest to me, so you can hurt me the most. You're closest to me, so you know me better than anybody else. You know me behind the mask or whatever. So you are going to get treated differently than everybody else around me. You get the remnants of the empathy that I have left throughout the day. You get the remnants, the last little bit, you know, the last little bit of feelings and emotions I have throughout the day. You get them. You know what I mean? And typically, I don't have enough to go around. Typically, that narcissist or toxic person doesn't have enough to go around to deal with the stuff that they're dealing with. They just don't, y'all. You know, they just don't have enough to go around with the stuff that they're dealing with and things like that. You know, so you are going to get treated the worst. Like I call it, the radius. You know, I don't call it the radius. Everybody calls it the radius. If you are within arm's reach of that narcissist at any given moment, you're going to get treated the worst. Especially if you are with them, around them more than anybody else. It's just the way it is, y'all. Yeah, it might not have started off that way. Of course, I mean, most time it's not going to start off that way. And if it did, if it started off horrible and you stayed in the relationship dynamic, then you need, you need to go to therapy to figure out why you've never been treated good and decided to stay in this relationship dynamic from the beginning. Why you've been a side chick or a side dude for years, willingly, waiting for trying to break up their family or trying to wait for them to leave their family or whatever for you. Understand, y'all know this stuff from the beginning and you still stay in this stuff. So some people know this stuff and just still continue to stay. And y'all blame the narcissist. Like, the narcissist manipulated me. You knew that. Y'all be knowing that they married, have families, have kids, be on vacations and stuff like that. And you, y'all, empower yourself. Go to therapy. Understand why you're so codependent on this toxic person. Why the lies and manipulation still work. Why you been in this. I've talked to side people who've been on the side for decades. Decades, y'all. Decades. You know what I mean? The narcissist doesn't lie to everybody. Sometimes they're directly truthful to you, and y'all still convince yourself that things are going to change. I'm just being real with y'all. You know, this is not going to be victim blaming. Like, I did an episode very recently. Somebody's like, Lee, you're a victim. How? My stuff is about empowerment and truth. And me being myself is being vulnerable. I just want to understand y'all have to get to that point as well in your own life and dynamic. Like, you have to. Because if you're dealing with a narcissistic person and you know who they are, you absolutely know who they are now. What story are you telling yourself to convince yourself that this person is going to change? You got 10 years in it, 11, 12, 13 years into it, 14 years into it. What makes you think 14 years later that this person is going to change? 14 years, not days, years, not 2 weeks, 14 years, over a decade. You know what I mean? 14, 1-4, 1-4. But yeah, if you're closer to the narcissist, you're going to get the worst version of them, y'all. It's just the way it is. And I know it's not fair. And a part of that, part of it not being fair is going to tear people's minds up because y'all don't like, because like, you'll be in public with them. You'll see them treating some complete stranger like gold. You'll be like, what the heck? What the heck? What are you? What? You have compassion? What? You have empathy. You just get this homeless person $25, but you won't let me get $10 without cussing me out. What is going on? That makes you rage. That probably makes you get internally rageful and things like that. It probably makes you, it probably messes with your mind and things like that. I completely understand the dynamic of what you're going through. You know what I mean? It messes with you. It makes you feel like you're not enough. It makes you feel like you're the problem. It makes you feel like you need to change things about yourself. In which, I'm going to be real with you. Yeah, I agree. You do need to change things about yourself, but not to benefit the narcissistic person, to benefit yourself. Yes, you do need to change things about yourself. Why are you so complicit in doing what they want you to do immediately? Why are the double standards allowed in this relationship dynamic? You know, sometimes I know everybody's situation is going to be different. Sometimes financial abuse is a big thing. You've been conditioned. You've been a stay at home mom or dad or whatnot for years. You don't have access to the money. You can't just change up. I understand that. That's what planning is for now. It might your escape plan, if you want to make one, it might take longer than somebody else's escape plan who is who is doing that right there. So I just feel like if you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, just understand this is part of it, y'all. This is going to be part of it. That's why I'll be giving you all this info, because if you're the closest person to them, don't expect sometimes in public they might treat you good. Around others, they might treat you good. Behind closed doors, the mask comes off. Behind closed doors, the mask comes off and they're going to treat you horribly. Y'all go out in public, the mask is on. Let me show you. The mask is on in public. Like, hey guys, this is my wife and my kids, my husband and my kids. Like, we're doing great. Me. Hey guys, I treat my wife and kids great at home. Yeah. As soon as you get home, like, oh God, that mask was heavy as hell. Y'all know, y'all make me look horrible. Y'all are horrible people. Y'all are terrible people. You mean they get home and treat you terrible when that paper mache mask comes off. You know what I mean? Out in public, they might treat you good, but as soon as you get home behind closed doors, you're a horrible person. You're a terrible mom. You're a pathetic father. You're a terrible son. You're a terrible daughter. They go after you when you get home. In public, yeah, they might treat you good in public. So that in the public, because reputation to a narcissist is almost like cash. It's almost like giving a narcissistic person some money. You mean reputation is like money to narcissistic people. They want to get paid. Pay me. You know what I mean? Pay me in reputation. Pay me in validation. Pay me in supply. You know what I mean? Y'all just want to, you want to get paid in equal treatment. You know what I mean? You want to get paid and treated equally and things like that. So if you're dealing with narcissistic people, toxic people, just understand, y'all, this is part of it. Y'all, this is part of it right here. I know people don't want to hear that. Like, Lee, we hear you talking, but tell us how to change them. Tell us how to make them better. Tell them, rah, rah, rah. I can't tell you how to make another human being better. I don't think anybody can tell you how to make another human being better. And Dr. Romney, in all her knowledge and wisdom, she can't tell you how to make a narcissistic person better. Sam Vaknin cannot tell you how to make a narcissistic person better. H.G. Tudor, Ben Taylor, Sarah, Cluster B. Milkshake, they cannot tell you how to make a narcissistic person better. They can tell you how to work on yourself so you can accept better, you set better boundaries and things like that. They can tell you that, but you can't make that person better. Like, you can change all you want to change about yourself. You can lose weight, you can gain weight, you can get a better job, you can go to school, you can get money, whatever. But you know, if you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, this stuff eventually is not going to be enough. It's not going to be enough for that narcissist. It's not going to be enough for that toxic person. You understand that? So the people, if you're in this circle, if you're in this narcissistic radius, if I can spin around and you're still around me like this, if I can do this and touch you, you're going to see the real me. You know what I mean? But what about their friends, Lee? Their friends are close to them and they don't get treated like that because the friends, typically the friends already know who they are and tolerate who they are. You mean, typically if the narcissist has long-term friends, they know who that narcissistic person is. And the stuff that narcissist does very rarely surprises them. You know what I mean? And sometimes the narcissist is the life of the party or has a lot of money and plays for everything. So they're going to want to keep that person around. They treat you bad at home? Yikes, that's crazy. They just bought everybody around the drinks last night. So we're going to have to side with the narcissist. Sorry. Shots on the narcissist. You know what I mean? That's what I'm just telling you. Now, again, y'all, leave. You make it sound like the best, only thing we can do is leave. I didn't say leave. I said the only thing that you can do is work on you. Work on you, what you're going to tolerate, what you're willing to accept. There's different levels of narcissists, y'all. There are different levels. There's a spectrum. There are different levels of narcissistic people. Sometimes, look, if y'all 20 years in and you're trying to set boundaries on that person, buckle up. You mean 20 years and now you're trying to set boundaries, buckle up, because they're gonna try to bulldoze those boundaries. But if like I said, but still, I'm not telling you not to set them. Still try to set them. But be careful, y'all. Y'all know if you have a violent, toxic, rageful, damn, you know who you're dealing with. Now, you got years in the game. You know who you're dealing with now. This is not, the stuff that they do to you should not come as a shock to you now, because you know who you're dealing with. Oh, I'm shocked. You know what I mean? No, you're not. 20 years into it? 25 years, you're shocked in the game now? You know what I mean? What typically happens is y'all stay in these relationships for a very, very long time. You spend so much time trying to change yourself, try to change how you're treating this person, try to change how you've been around this person and things like that. And then they end up leaving you for somebody else. And they leave you devastated, trying to pick up the pieces of your life. No, we were married for 20 years and they left me for somebody. They left me for the babysitter. They left me for the mistress. And this and that. And I worked so long on changing myself. You can change yourself all you want to, but for that narcissistic person, it's never going to be enough for them, y'all. This is not me trying to hurt your feelings. This is me being real with you and keeping it hot. You know what I mean? This is what I do. I keep it hot. Hot, like, hot and ready, like Little Caesar's pizza. But anyways, y'all, let me hop over here. One more flash. I'm going to flash y'all the shirt one more time. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode, y'all. Austin, Texas, October 15th. Virginia Beach, Virginia, September 24th. And then Toronto, Canada, the 19th of November. Thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.